A warm front is lifting through our area this afternoon, opening the door to oppressively humid air. Our dew points are running near 70 in many spots, and in some portions of the Northeast, dew point temperatures are in the mid-70s today, so it's tropical humidity, at least for a while longer. And with some showers and storms coming through, and all of this mugginess, we are on the lookout for some heavy downpours and potentially some localized flooding as we go through the next several hours. There may even be a heavier thunderstorm with some gusty winds. The most likely areas for those potentially stronger storms will be in areas south of the capital region through the late day and early evening. But the main focus really is going to be for the potential for localized flooding with these heavier downpours. So the warm front is to our north, the cold front's to our west, and all of these fronts are helping to trigger these showers and storms. So we'll keep the showers and storms in the forecast into this evening. For most of us, any showers or storms will wrap up around midnight, though there may be a lingering shower in spots after the midnight hour. It will be warm and quite humid, so that means it'll be uncomfortable for sleeping, and some areas of fog are likely to form. Overnight lows will be in the 60s. Moving into the day tomorrow, that cold front will continue to push off to the east. It's going to be a little bit less humid than today, so we're going to move it down a notch from oppressively humid today to moderately humid tomorrow, but it's not going to be a dramatic change in terms of mugginess. We'll see a blend of clouds and sun and maybe a pop-up shower or thunderstorm as we go through the day. Temperatures tomorrow should be right around the 80-degree mark or even into the lower 80s. And then on Sunday, high pressure builds in. We'll have humidity levels that will drop even further from the day tomorrow. It looks to be a bright day with sunshine and temperatures around 80. And on Monday, the day of the partial solar eclipse, which will occur during the early afternoon hours, we're looking at mainly clear skies with temperatures in the low to mid 80s. A quick check on the tropics today, where a GERT that was a hurricane is no longer a tropical system, but it's still a big ocean storm. Farther south, much farther south, Tropical Storm Harvey is working its way into the Caribbean Sea. Of course, that will be monitored by the Hurricane Center, and there's a couple of more systems farther east that are also being watched. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, scattered showers and storms, mainly this evening, mild and muggy with areas of fog, low in the 60s. Tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, chance of a pop-up shower or storm, high 78 to 84. For the northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, some scattered showers and storms, mainly this evening, areas of fog, low in the 60s. Tomorrow, partly sunny, a chance of a shower or storm, with a high temperature of 78 to 84. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. For tonight, scattered showers and storms, mainly this evening, areas of fog, low in the 60s. Tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, chance of a passing shower or storm, with highs in the lower to mid 80s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, in the Berkshires. Tonight, scattered showers and storms, mainly this evening, areas of fog, low in the 60s. Tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, chance of a passing shower or storm, high 78 to 84. Region-wide on Sunday, mostly sunny with highs around 80, and on Monday, mostly sunny with highs in the lower to mid 80s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.